Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to build a vocal riser with a jungle swing feel for a drum and bass track. Now, the big idea here is simple. We're not making a generic EDM whoosh. We're turning a short vocal phrase into something tense, rhythmic, and gritty, something that feels like it belongs right before a DNB drop. Think urgency, movement, and attitude. This is a really useful technique, because vocals can give your track identity fast. A single word or syllable can carry emotion, human energy, and tension all at once. In drum and bass, that matters a lot, because the drums and bass are already moving hard. The vocal riser gives the listener something to lock onto before the drop lands. So let's build the step by step. Start by choosing a short vocal sample. Keep it simple. A single phrase, one word, or even just one strong syllable can work great. In fact, for this style, short is often better. You want something clear enough to cut through the mix, but not so long that it turns into clutter. Words with strong consonants, like stay, wake, run, or fall, are especially useful because those hard edges can almost act like percussion when you chop them up. Drag the vocal onto an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Next, open the clip and turn warp on if it isn't already. If it's a full vocal phrase, Complex Pro is usually a good starting point. If it's more chopped and grainy, tones or texture can be interesting. For a beginner-friendly build, don't overthink it. The goal is just to get the vocal sitting on the grid in a way that still feels alive. Place the start of the vocal on bar 1 and stretch it across 4 bars. You want the phrase to feel like it's unfolding over time. A little natural wobble is totally fine here. In fact, if it's a bit imperfect, that can help it feel more like old-school jungle sample energy instead of something too polished. Now let's give it that jungle swing feel. Instead of leaving the vocal as one smooth line, chop it up. You can duplicate the clip into smaller pieces, or use simpler in slice mode if you want a more playable approach. A very easy pattern is to keep the first half more sustained, then chop the second half into shorter repeats. Try 1/8 or 1/16 spacing for the repeats, and don't be afraid to nudge a few slices slightly late. That tiny bit of looseness is what starts to create the swing. This matters a lot in drum and bass, especially jungle-influenced stuff. If every hit is perfectly on the grid, it can feel stiff. But if you let a few chops breathe or sit a touch behind the beat, the phrase starts to feel like it's moving with the drums instead of floating over them. You can think of the 4 bars like this. The first bar introduces the vocal, the second bar starts the chopping, the third bar gets more urgent, and the fourth bar becomes the fast stutter right before the drop. That's the energy we want. Now add pitch movement. Pitch rise is one of the classic riser tricks, but in DNB you usually want it to feel tense, not cheesy. So keep it controlled. You can automate the clip transpose, or if you're working inside sampler or simpler, automate the pitch there. A good starting point is to rise somewhere around 3 to 7 semitones across the full 4 bars. Keep the rise subtle at first, then make it more obvious in the last bar. A nice trick is to give the final syllable an extra little jump. For example, you might let the vocal rise gently until bar 4, then push it a little more on the last beat or 2. That last lift creates the feeling that something is about to explode. Now shape the tone with auto filter. This is one of the most important parts of the build. Add auto filter after the vocal, and start with a low pass filter. Keep it dark at the beginning, maybe somewhere in the few hundred hertz range, then automate the cutoff upward over the 4 bars. The idea is simple. The vocal starts muffled and closed off, then slowly opens up and gets brighter as the riser develops. That brightness change gives the listener a clear sense of progression. Even if the volume stays almost the same, the ear still hears the build. And that's a very useful lesson in production. Tension doesn't have to come only from getting louder. It can come from changes in brightness, density, and space too. If the vocal gets too sharp as you open the filter, back off the resonance a bit. You want excitement, not piercing harshness. Next, add some delay and a bit of space. Echo is a great choice here. Keep it tight. Use a sync delay time like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, and don't overdo the feedback. You're not trying to drown the vocal in a giant wash. You want a controlled tail that supports the groove and adds movement. A little delay can make the vocal feel larger and more animated, especially in the final bar when the build needs extra energy. You can add a bit of reverb too, but keep it restrained. In drum and bass, especially darker styles, too much reverb can blur the rhythm and make the build lose impact. So think of reverb like seasoning. Enough to create depth, not so much that it turns into fog. A shorter decay and a modest wet mix usually work better than a huge washed-out tail. If you want the final bar to feel more dramatic, automate the delay feedback up a little near the end, Then cut it hard at the drop. That sudden cutoff helps the drop feel even bigger. Now let's dirty it up a bit. Add saturator to bring some grit and thickness into the vocal. A small amount of drive can make the sample feel more underground and aggressive. This is especially useful if your vocal feels too clean or too polite for the track. Drum and bass usually benefits from a bit of edge. If you want a more eerie or unstable feel, try frequency shifter very subtly. Just a little movement can make the vocal feel uneasy in a really good way. You don't want it obvious unless you're going for a special effect. The goal is tension, not distraction. If anything starts sounding harsh, use a EQ to clean it up. Often a gentle cut in the upper mids or a low cut in the rumble area can help the vocal sit better with the drums and bass. Now let's add that swing pulse. This can be done a few different ways. One easy method is autopan. Set the amount fairly low, keep the phase at zero, and sync the rate to something like 1/8 or 1/16. That can create a subtle rhythmic movement that helps the vocal breathe with the beat. Another way is to shape the volume manually with clip gain or automation. Add small dips between vocal hits, or let certain chopped syllables poke through more than others. This makes the riser feel more like it's interacting with the groove. And that's the bigger lesson here. In jungle and drum and bass, the vocal shouldn't just sit on top of the track. It should feel like part of the rhythm section. Let it answer the drums. Let it leave space. Let it swing a little. As you get to the final bar, make the build feel like it's about to break open. Open the filter more. Push the delay a little harder. Maybe widen the stereo image slightly if you want the top end to feel bigger. Then, right before the drop, cut it cleanly. Even a tiny moment of near silence can make the drop hit way harder. That contrast is everything. If you want to take this further, try resampling the whole processed riser to Audino. This is a really smart workflow in Ableton because it lets you commit the sound, move faster, and avoid endless tweaking. Once you've printed it, you can trim it, rearrange it, or even chop the bounced audio into smaller bits for a more experimental jungle-style edit. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't use a vocal that's too long. Keep it focused. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't make the timing too robotic. Don't brighten it too early. And don't let it fight the kick and snare for space. The drop needs the low end. The riser is there to support it, not steal the show. Here's the mindset I want you to keep. Think in contrast. Your riser should change in brightness, density, width, and rhythm over time. It doesn't just need to get louder. It needs to evolve. For a quick practice challenge, try making one 4-bar vocal riser from a single sample. Warp it. Chop the second half into short repeats. Automate the filter from dark to bright. Add a little echo. Add a touch of saturation. And pitch the final bar up a bit more than the rest. Then bounce it and test it against a drum loop with jungle swing. If you want to push it further, make 3 versions. One clean and subtle, one more rhythmic and swing heavy, and one darker and more experimental. Then compare which one feels most like drum and bass, and why. That's the real takeaway here. A great vocal riser is not just an effect. It's an arrangement moment. It builds energy, adds personality, and helps your drop feel earned. All right. Now jump into Ableton Lev 12 and start shaping that vocal into a proper jungle-flavored riser. Keep it tight, keep it tense, and let the groove do the heavy lifting.